Over the weekend, somewhere around 50,000 people flocked to Golden Gate Park in San Francisco for the 10th annual Outside Lands Music and Arts Festival. That included NSPR's Nolan Ford, who is here with me to talk about it. Thank you for joining me today, Nolan. So, how was Outside Lands?
Well, I'm very exhausted and sunburnt, but it was pretty amazing. The big headliners this year were The Gorillaz, Metallica, and The Who, but there were over 60 musical acts performing on 8 separate stages at this year's event.
What makes this festival special compared to others?
This festival features many different types of music and entertainment, so there's definitely something for everyone. But what made the experience especially enjoyable for me was the cool weather and the natural beauty of Golden Gate Park. Scott and Seth Avett of the Avett Brothers made a similar observation during a press conference held on Saturday afternoon.
We're really glad that we get to play festivals, but man, the idea of just attending, just to be out there under the sun for 12 hours, just does not sound all that attractive. But this is a festival that kind of stands out because it feels like one that we would love to just attend, you know.
That same afternoon, I met with the British rock band Temples, who also appreciated the Outside Lands environment compared with other festivals.
As far as American festivals go, this is the closest to being a temperature like home. So that's very interesting for us because we don't go out on stage and come off stage looking like we've done 30 arm wrestles, you know.
Who else did you end up speaking with?
Well, possibly the most eccentric person I talked to this weekend was a young musician named Oliver Tree. Got me working to the bonus when I show my truest colors, though. Apparently, Outside Lands was Oliver's only second ever live performance, with his first being the previous weekend at Lollapalooza in Chicago. During our conversation, Oliver handed me a fidget spinner, and it had his face on it as well as the name of his new album, Turbo.
We just made them as business cards to give to our homies and our friends. We're not actually selling them. We're just literally making them to give to artists and fans and people like that. If you want a fidget spinner, give us a shout out.
All right, can you take us through the highlights? What were some of the standout performances that you saw?
Well, I was obsessed with The Who in high school, so it was great to see them still rocking after all these years. But I really wanted to discover new acts at this festival. Foxygen is an indie rock band from LA that really blew me away. Before launching into their more energetic material, they very appropriately chose to open with a song titled San Francisco.
I left my love in San Francisco.
Some other highlights included the very danceable music of Colombian band Bomba Estéreo, as well as the intense visuals and stage production of Empire of the Sun. But perhaps the most exciting performance of the weekend was Solange Knowles, also known as the sister of Beyoncé. So you can wake up and... The music and choreography, all created by Solange, was masterfully executed, and the band was having a blast on stage. The feeling seemed contagious as everyone in the crowd danced and sang along. Solange also took a moment to respond to the deadly car attack in Charlottesville, Virginia. She encouraged the audience, specifically her Black, LGBTQ, and Muslim fans, to stay up, find your self-care, and find your joy. It felt like one of the more powerful moments of the weekend.
Well, it sounds like it was a great time. Thank you so much for sharing with us today, Nolan.
My pleasure.
For more Outside Lands content, including full interviews, photos, and more, head to our website, mynspr.org. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Bohannon.